Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always remains the same. Incredibly stable, rock solid. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face. And man, we got a road ahead to fix it. I get all that. But don't have fear. Folks, have faith. Don't get negative on me. Don't do it. It's a waste of our time. We got a lot of work to do. And the negativity just doesn't get it done, if you ask me. All right. That's an update on that here. All right, let's do a recap of yesterday's show real quick. And we got a lot of news today to cover, so let's just get right to it, I guess is the best way to describe it, huh? Hour one yesterday, Sam sounds off on the importance of a moral and an educated society. We talked about just weights and measures, a.k.a. honest money. That is one grand key to restore liberty. We talked about the United Precious Metals Association, UPMA. The founder of that organization is our buddy Larry Hilton. UPMA.org to learn more. They literally have gold and silver accounts. Gold and silver is literally legal tender in the state of Utah. They've got a debit card that uses gold and silver backing. I mean, just cool stuff going on. UPMA.org. Check it out today. Really cool stuff, man. People are making a difference. Educated callers round out the first hour. Hour two yesterday. Utah Transfer of Public Lands Act. Rand Paul ends 2016 presidential campaign. And then we asked, have you seen, just to reiterate this for folks, have you seen the 1939 movie? Allegheny Uprising. Yeah, John Wayne Flick, black and white, but good, Kurt says, so you got to check that out. Ted Cruz and his wife helped create the North American Union. Now I want to sign off on this just a little bit before we leave the recap. And that is, you know, callers are calling me and saying, Sam, you need to educate yourself about Ted Cruz and his wife, and they created the North American Union, and they're insiders, and don't trust them. They're part of the elite. And, okay, let me just stop all of your calls and all of your emails. I appreciate your desire to catch me up to speed, but I'm already there, okay? Ted Cruz is a thug. I've told you that from the beginning. I've told you that he's not constitutionally qualified to serve because he simply is not an American natural citizen, natural-born citizen. He had Canadian citizenship just recently. His family's from Cuba. I don't have a problem with him being from Cuba, but I have a problem with him serving as president of the United States because it's not constitutional for him to do so. He's not qualified. That's issue number one. Issue number two, I documented that he was playing Cuban checkers over Christmas with his family. Now you would say, Sam, you got a problem with Cubans or something? No, I don't. But when you play Cuban checkers, how many Americans do that? And the real issue that the founders had was they were concerned about foreign ties. They were concerned about conflicts of interest. They were concerned about allegiance to their old world ties, whatever you want to call that. And that is the concern. Is he a good person? Probably. But he's not one of us, you see. And what I mean by one of us is he's not an American natural born citizen. And he has allegiance to Cuba enough to spend his holidays playing Cuban checkers. His father was a Castro leader until he somehow just became an American. Right? He's got ties to Canada. Now, Canada's not bad. They're our friends, but they certainly don't have the constitutional form of government we have. They have ties to the British crown, now, don't they? See, so you get all kinds of strange allegiances that make you just concerned. Right? Now, it gets worse from there. You see, this guy named Ted Cruz cut his teeth going to law school. He's an attorney, a lawyer. And somehow he wound up in the biggest circles as an attorney you could imagine. Not only did he help write the North American Union, not only did him and his wife Heidi engineer that thing, but they met because of politics. They met because, well, they were both in high political circles. In fact, it was Ted Cruz that was the young attorney that helped with the, what, hanging Chad thing in Florida? Helped George Bush kind of cheat his way to the top, right? Now we have allegations that Ted Cruz cheated Ben Carson out of votes in the first election cycle. So now you get the Republicans cheating over and over and over. From George Bush to Mitt Romney right on to Cruz. Okay, now you got Cruz and Rubio neck and neck to disrupt Trump. What do you got? Let me see, is that two Cubans? Right when they're supposed to be normalizing relations with Cuba? Something is amiss here. There's an agenda underfoot from the highest circles of the land in a secret combination to compromise America. We got what? Questionable Barack Obama? We don't even know who he is, where he's from, or anything else. Now we're going to have two Cubans lead the country? This is not looking good, folks, when it comes to the rule of law in America. Now, Ted Cruz's wife has been working for the banks that I railed against yesterday for literally 2 hours. She works for the dishonest money cartel. Okay, the chances of Ted Cruz really standing up for your rights and restoring freedom to America are zero, people. Yeah, he can talk a good talk. He can rail against the establishment when it's good cop, bad cop time. But I'm telling you right now, he wouldn't even be close to in the runnings for president if he wasn't a true insider. If you don't believe me, go look at the campaign of Rand Paul to prove my point. Or Ron Paul to prove my point. Okay? They get money from the outsiders, from the little guy. Ted Cruz has incredible fundraising. In fact, the only way Ted Cruz even got elected to be a senator is because he got a big loan from his lovely wifey in one of the Federal Reserve cartel banks. He's got multiple loans like that, or he wouldn't even be where he is today. You got to ask yourself, where did a little old Cuban man that fled to America for supposed freedom get enough money to put his son through law school in one of the highest law schools in the land and then all of a sudden end up on the George Bush team? Does that happen to your average Cuban? I don't think so. So, you know what? You're being deceived, my fellow Americans. And to those of you who are calling me trying to catch me up on Ted Cruz, I know what's going on. Okay, and I've just really focused primarily on that his wife works for the cartel banks, the dishonest money system, okay, the unjust abuses of weights and measures, okay? But I've talked about this pretty much till ad nauseum. The problem is there's so many issues to talk about, there's so much news to cover, that it's impossible to break down who's the biggest thug today, if you will. I've told you over and over and over and over, Donald Trump is not my man either. All right. Now, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz were nice to each other at first. But see, Ted Cruz is more of an insider than Trump. They say, well, Ted Cruz and Donald, neither of them can get along with anybody. Well, Ted Cruz got along just fine as he continues to advance his career in the, quote, legal circles working for George Bush and others. Now you believe Ted Cruz is the consummate conservative after he cut his teeth and got his claim to fame on the George Bush team? Don't fool yourself about who Ted Cruz is. Okay, I'm telling you, you don't get top billing in the land if you are true to your beliefs, true to your constitution, true to your morals. You don't get there, folks. You can't name a good, solid, moral, stable leader that's made it at the top of American, quote, political realms. You just don't do that. If you're honest, wise, and good, it does not happen. Because the whole system is built on fraud, starting with the very money system that we use. And it's that filthy lucre that pours into campaign coffers for the elite that drives the whole engine. You don't even know who's donating to Ted Cruz, do you? He emails me every day going, oh my goodness, I need $35, Sam, because if I don't get $25 or $35 from you, I don't even know if I'm going to make it. Hillary Clinton can raise a lot of money, and I struggle. He's lying to you, folks. He raises big, big, big money from inside donors. And they use a term called bundling to make sure you can't know where the money really came from. That's how it is, folks, in the real world. These people are not your friends. These people will sell you down the river in about 2 seconds flat. And there's many people now that are suggesting that, you know what, Ted Cruz may even be the first president of the North American Union. That's who Ted Cruz is. And that's also a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday, launching into the news in seconds with Kurt. This is Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. Hi, Kurt. Welcome back, sir. All right, I think we lost Kurt now. You there, Kurt? All right, moving right along with the broadcast. We'll try to get Kurt back.
I can hear you perfect.
We can hear you now, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, investigators are now saying they won't release anything on the shooting death of Mr. Finicum until they get their investigation complete. It'll take 4 to 6 weeks, Kurt.
Well, how do they have the funeral for him. You know, well, isn't that coming up like Saturday?
Well, the funeral's on Friday, but that's just by the family. Friday. That's not part of the investigation of what the details are surrounding the, they would say traffic stop. I would say hostile abuse and killing. But
at least the family would be able to tell us like how many bullet holes are in him.
Well, they might. You know? See, they had an autopsy on the body, but they're not saying. But they do say that it was a murder, and they challenged the government story. That's for sure.
Okay. They don't say how many times he was shot or or whatever.
Not yet.
Okay.
But they're guessing
4 to 6 weeks.
But, Kurt, who's investigating this thing? I mean, come on. You trust the investigation going down on this thing? I mean,
I would sure like to have an outside investigation, you know, from somebody like Sheriff David A. Clark or, you know, Sheriff Mack, you know, maybe team.
What have you got Mack, Clark, and Arpaio going on?
Yeah, that would be a good, you know, I mean, at least it would be a pretty good investigative team, I think.
Yeah, we wish constitutional sheriffs would get that done yesterday. Now, federal grand jury Wednesday, that's yesterday, Kurt, issued indictments against Ammon Bundy and 9 others. And I guess his brother Ryan also.
Yeah.
Now, 4 people are still entrenched at the refuge. All quiet. I guess no new multimedia presentations or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I guess minimal police traffic to and from the refuge. So that's going on. They say the refuge remains closed, just so you know. Don't try to go there, Kurt. It's closed.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
I'll change my plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make sure you don't head on out there and get, you know, shut down. It's kind of like going to Disneyland, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Sam, it looks like on this whole cruise, Carson thing, I thought that was, you know, at least interesting. You know, best I can see, the CNN boys kind of did some reporting on it, and there was some, bad timing, you could call it. But it sure looked too...
What do you mean by bad timing? You got to help me understand what you're talking about.
Apparently there was some early reports just before the caucusing about, well, you know, Mr. Carson wasn't, or Dr. Carson wasn't going to head, you know, straight on to, like the standard politician would do, go straight to New Hampshire and then to, you know, South Carolina. He was, you know, apparently some reports say he had to go get a change of clothes in Florida. Apparently the campaigns took advantage of that, you know, saying, hey, that sure doesn't look right. And, you know, they should have thought, well, you know, Dr. Ben Carson's campaign doesn't look like the standard politician's campaign anyway. And, you know, he's more worried about being
Kurt,
at the prayer breakfast, you know, than he is about being at all these campaign events.
Yeah, but Kurt, if you're in bed with the mainstream press and your goal is to deceive, manipulate, and engineer an election fraud, then all what you do is you let the media report that, then you tweet your own suppositions to that, and then you just say, golly gee, I'm sorry, that's what we thought, and we weren't exactly accurate, but, you know, no harm, no foul, right?
Well, what do you think of Trump's call for a redo on the...
I think Trump and Trump's call for a redo and Ben Carson's complaints are justified and correct, Kurt. This is bogus. It's flat-out vote fraud.
Yeah, so are you going to think they're going to do a redo on Iowa?
Absolutely not. Now, do I think they should and do I think they're correct? Yes. Some would say it's just sour grapes from the 2, quote, losers. I don't think so, though. I'm convinced that the mainstream press and these campaigns orchestrated this... What would you call it, Kurt?
He who owns
a wardrobe malfunction?
To pardon
the Super Bowl term, or, you know, play off the Super Bowl term. Look, he had to go home to change his clothes. Oh, golly, we don't think he's going to be in this race. Vote for somebody else kind of stuff. Okay, it's flat-out vote fraud, Kurt. It's flat-out manipulation. The mainstream press all too eager to help upset things. And they knew if they could deliver this, they could derail Ben and Trump both, right?
Hmm.
And the only one that is okay with it, of course, is Marco Rubio. So now you got two Cubans neck and neck to take the White House, Kurt. And I'm not against people that are Cuban. Don't misunderstand me. This is not a racial statement. This is a concern about the same issue the founders were concerned about, which is, you know what, do we have foreign entanglements that might jeopardize the highest office in the land? That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's
interesting when you look at Cruz's, I did get to hear him yesterday as we traveled with my, one of my other jobs, did get to hear him interviewed by Sean Hannity, and interesting to hear his, I guess you could say not really take on it, but, words from him.
From Donald?
We're talking about Cruz.
Words from Cruz. Now, see, Cruz and Donald are in a bitter battle. They at first were super polite to each other, Kurt. Now they've taken off the gloves. So Trump basically says that, Ted Cruz literally committed campaign fraud. I personally agree with Trump. Now, of course, the attorney and Ted Cruz took off the gloves and really attacked Donald. He's like, well, I wonder if you'll even show up for the next debate. I mean, primary, right? And so then he's taking off the gloves of that. He's kind of saying, this crybaby that lost the election now, we don't need to get that guy near the nuclear football or anything, Kurt, because, man, you might wake up and have something else just, obliterated tomorrow. The guy's just too unstable to be president. That's where Cruz is going right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's at least when you look at the overall group, I guess out of the ones left, I'm maybe more of a fan of Carson, I guess. It's hard to pick. I would certainly, when asked by people, I would certainly tell them, I'd probably throw in a Ron Paul, at least that way I could feel good about my vote. But that's not an option as far as I can tell. Although since I'm not even a member of the Republican Party, I, at least in the past, haven't even been able to vote.
Oh, if you're not a member of the Republican Party, we don't even care what you have to say. You don't even count.
Yeah, good.
Isn't that how they behave, Kurt?
Well, that's just the way that works. It's the party system. And Pat Buchanan called them, two wings of the same bird of prey.
Yeah. Now, I find this kind of interesting, Kurt. The headline from the New York Times says this. The 2016 race, Iowa polls way off on Trump, suggesting soft support. So you just go ahead, and if you're the big old New York Times, you just kind of release that on top of the, battle that's going on, and every one of these things has their, what would be the word I want to use? Their effect, their accumulative effect, Kurt, as they continue to use their influence to manipulate results. I'm telling you, the Trump takedown is occurring. You think I'm crazy? Say what you like. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, before we get back to politics and Trump and Cruz and Ben Carson and others, a couple of quick updates on the Ammon Bundy situation. Four people were still entrenched at the National Wildlife Refuge. All's quiet. The refuge remains closed. Oregon standoff holdout, the new, quote, leader, is a guy by the name of David Fry. And David Fry on multimedia had a video or some kind of a communication where he was talking to his parents, and his parents said they were proud of him, etc. Well, Oregon standoff holdout David Fry, who I completely disagree with. I think he's foolish as all get out. But anyway, Fry says this is the time to break the law. Now, I'm not agreeing with that. This is not the time to break the law. You know what? You don't want to run around saying breaking the law is ever a good idea. Sometimes civil disobedience justified. If you're Daniel and the government says you can't pray, breaking the law might be a good idea. But I'm just telling you, you don't just run around and publicly state now's the time to break the law. A general statement like that, how foolish can you get? But Ammon Bundy issued another statement asking the four holdouts to go home now so their lives are not taken. And boy, do I agree with Ammon Bundy on this. Look, the government's telling you how violent all these people are, but there's been no act of violence by them. The only act of violence that's taken place is your belligerent, out-of-control, unconstitutional government running amok, armed to the teeth, and they killed someone already. So then Ammon Bundy basically really wants the FBI to go home and the Oregon State Police leave Harney County so that the sheriff can cordon off the refuge and they can let people go home and then let the local county decide what to do with the land. Local leaders, of course, have not responded to Ammon's statements in the past, or they've simply ridiculed him, but they haven't really discussed it honestly and openly at all. In the meantime, I guess these occupiers are staying in the refuge, staying warm by gathering around a fire and eating hamburgers and vegetables. Anyway, there you have that. Anyway, there's not much.
Who's
there,
reporting Kurt? On what they are eating and stuff? I mean,
well, you see videos, Kurt. They put up live videos of what they're doing, and you just see them around the campfire.
So they're accessing the web and everything?
Well, kind of. They claim that they lost the internet and all those things, and they reported that, and the next thing you know, they're on radio shows and stuff like that around the country, and they put video up at the same time, a live stream, and you just see them around the campfire with their guns and kicking back and eating hamburgers and vegetables, and They answered a ton of questions, like David Fry repeatedly spoke of miracles, saying they occurred when people put their lives on the line, and that's what he and the others there are doing. I agree with that there's miracles, but I don't agree that there's miracles when you just, you know, flat out run around saying, I want to break the law. He also conceded at least twice that they are indeed breaking the law. He says, this is indeed the time to break the law. At one point, Fry's parents called in to the radio interview that he was on. And anyway, the conversation fell silent for a few seconds. Then his dad spoke and said, we're proud of you, son. And David said, I'm glad to hear that. And in my opinion, it's all propaganda, Kurt.
Yeah, it's. I would take Ammon's suggestion and vacate the premises and move on from there. But one thing about it is, you can certainly understand the feelings of the ranchers and those who felt, pushed by for so long from so many out of control federal agencies. At least, I certainly can see that. I know my dad dealt with that. I know that, we've had our special treatment by government in our lives. And many people, feel, almost at the end of their rope. But
I would submit to you, Kurt, justifiably so.
Yeah.
Just because I disagree with their tactics, that doesn't mean I don't agree that they've got a valid point. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Frankly, people are sick of it, Kurt. They're just sick of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is another example, though. Saying Cruz stole his caucus victory via fraud, Trump calls for a do-over. Okay, again, there's no nobody has faith in the elections anymore, Kurt, for this very reason. Now, Kurt, you got Cruz, the supposed conservative leader, and now he's being accused flat out by his opponents of vote fraud? Just flat out.
I like how, at least according to the reports I've seen, that he did call and, basically called Dr. Carson and, apologized for what happened. And he, as far as I know, even offered some delegates to... I don't know what you call it, make it right. But it seemed like the a do-over of the votes would, be in order, But anyway, that's what seems to happen every time there's election irregularities.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean by
talk about it, but nothing gets done. We've seen it locally and nationally on a regular basis.
That's what I mean by the mainstream press is in bed with these politicians. Let me give you this phrase here. This is from Donald Trump. Based on the fraud committed by Senator Ted Cruz during the Iowa caucus, either a new election should take place or Ted Cruz's results should be nullified. Okay, that's as bold as you get about the election fraud, Kurt. Accusing one of your opponents flat out. But here's the thing. Not a single thing is going to happen with it. Okay, if those are real allegations, let's get to the bottom of them and figure out really how legitimate are Donald Trump's concerns. Well, see, it's not just Donald that's bringing this up, Kurt. It's Ben Carson. Ben Carson's the one that I heard about this first from, or his campaign, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right. Ben basically said, hey, something's wrong here. And, and people act like, well, just that little thing wouldn't have made any difference. I feel like it may have made, a big difference in those numbers. But the point is, it wasn't fair, if you will, And that's what we should have, fairness. When it comes to the votes.
Now, do you think that Trump and Carson are going to team up and sue Kurt or do something serious about it or just kind of complain? See, the mainstream press is going, we're going to document the five steps of grief that Donald Trump's going through due to his devastating loss. And see, that's where they're going. They're just mocking him over this. Mm-hmm. Look, we're not talking about soft numbers or something like that. Hey, look, this is either flat out election tampering and election fraud or it's not. And I think that it is.
Good point.
I absolutely think that it is. But again, are we going to deal with this like serious, like it's criminal activity, or are we just going to go, golly, sore losers go through stages of grief? And what's going to really happen, do you think, Kurt? Do you think they're going to take off the gloves and really go after this, or is it just going to be kind of a complaint? Then, you know, Donald Trump might win the next one, so it's like, hey, who cares? I'm back on top. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, at least from what I've seen, typically nothing happens on this, just talk, and then, you know, they move on, you know. That's what.
Well, if we want this to be different, we're going to have to expect different results. It's also breaking, Kurt. I guess Trump's plane had, like, an emergency landing. Did you see this?
Yes. You know, the well, WorldNet Daily is reporting that, you know, they basically say that his plane made an emergency landing. Engine problems forced the crew to divert to Nashville. You know, we've never had this happen, Sam. We've never had our plane had to make an emergency landing. But anyway.
You mean us personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank heavens for that.
Because we don't have a plane, so we don't have to worry about that. But anyway, his Boeing B-757 was, that's a big plane, was flying from Iowa to Arkansas when the aircraft experienced engine problems. The plane landed safely, according to the FAA. Trump was headed to meet Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, excuse me, at the time of the incident. I guess he tweeted out, just making a quick pit stop. Welcome to BNA. I guess that's Nashville International Airport. That's where he tweeted that. Let's see. The billionaire eventually made it to Little Rock for a campaign event. Trump, who came in, and, you know, they talk about the recent election or the recent deal in Iowa. Let's see, the plane, by the way, just so you know more about the plane, it's divided into multiple common areas, and this isn't the way when you fly it, it is, Sam, and a dining room, and it has 43 seats, and it comes with a 57
I travel like that
TV.
All the time except for when I'm with you, you know what I mean? Then I just kind of go low budget, you know?
It says most Boeing 757s will seat 180 to 200 people. This one has a bedroom with a queen-size bed, gold silk on the walls, and pillows with the Trump family crest included. Yeah. Well, 24-karat gold-plated sink in the master bedroom.
Hold on, we'll talk about it.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, Donald Trump's plane had an emergency landing. It's a pretty lavish dude, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, it's tough to be on the road, I'd say, if you're Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Out there dealing with the American folks and stuff. But, yeah, it's a nice, definitely a nice plane. And, you know, at least... you know, it didn't get shot out of the sky or something, you know. I mean, I guess that's the good news, right?
I guess so, yeah. All right, there's a new poll out.
Yeah, it looks like, surprisingly, Marco Rubio is now in second place there in New Hampshire, Sam. Yeah. They say Trump stays in first with 36%. Rubio now takes over second place with 15%. Cruz has third at 14. Jeb Bush, there he comes, 8%. And Kasich at 7. Now, the other Republicans that remain in the race, you got Chris Christie at 5, Ben Carson at 4, Fiorina at 3%, and undecided at 8%. So that's your latest poll for you poll-a-tickers, huh, Sam?
Yeah, I find that interesting that they now say Rubio pops up in the polls. Rubio's just rocking. What you got is Rubio and Cruz may make an alliance, Kurt. Just call it a Cuban alliance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
I'd be really surprised to see that, Sam.
You don't think they'll work together, huh?
No, not really, yeah, but
all what if they got to stop the Trump?
Well, you know, what I see happening here, you know, if you're looking at this as a horse race, like most folks might not. But anyway, so now you got Jeb Bush at 8, where normally he's maybe lucky to get 1%, according to them. And you got Kasich right behind him at 7. So those two together, you know, are like 15, which would put them, you know, in a tie for second place. Then if you add the Chris Christie deal at 5, you know, that gets them to 20. So that would, you know, I mean, at least this would not surprise me to see Chris Christie and Kasich, at least in time, say, look, you know, I've done a good fight, but I'm going to go ahead and endorse my buddy Jeb Bush.
You know, who's doing this?
And that moves him up. Well, this is just what I would see happening. Because these are the insider boys. You got Chris Christie, definite insider, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush, you know. Now, the other guys, you could make a, you know, what would you say, an argument that they're sort of outsiders. But those three guys put together, you know, you got about 20% there. And then you've got the undecided at 8%, so that puts them close to 30% if, you know, those are the other insider boys that don't know which one of those insiders to support, you know. But anyway, we'll see. I guess the horse race is next Tuesday in New Hampshire, and then, what is it, South Carolina that weekend?
Yes, sir.
You know, as far as
I know. Did Santorum just drop out, Kurt?
Yeah, well, he did yesterday. It's
out.
Pretty much the same time as Rand Paul did. And so you've got those guys. And then he threw his massive support behind Rubio, Santorum did.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, Rick Santorum out endorses Rubio?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
See, that's just a way to help Rubio get to the top.
He gave him that, like, 0.5% that he had, you know, I mean, he was, welcome.
Just massive support.
Maybe Rubio will put him in as Secretary of State or something like that, you know.
Huh.
I mean, that's how you get in there, isn't it, you know?
Would you rather have Rick Santorum or Rubio?
Probably Santorum myself. I don't think that Rubio has the baggage, but, you know, that's a tough choice. I'd rather get a third choice, you know?
Yeah, the problem is I don't know what third choice should get. Nobody's even in the mix.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. You think Rand Paul's going to endorse someone?
I don't. I don't expect that he will.
Yeah, there's no one for him, too, is there?
Well, not that I can see.
That's kind of my problem, too, you know. I don't know who. Right?
Yeah, yeah, good point. Looks like Time Magazine, has given Hillary a little bit more, well, as you always teach, he who owns the media makes the rules, and she's got her 29th cover of Time Magazine. Let's see, 29, That's quite a generous group of covers.
Rick's out, Hillary's in, I guess. Okay.
Well, all I'm saying is you could tell who, you know. I mean, it wasn't a cover that you couldn't see her picking her nose or doing something weird on the cover. But, it's basically promoting her, in my opinion. And that's what your message about he who owns the media makes the rules teaches, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. Well, speaking of Hillary Clinton, Bill was famous for his rapes, Kurt. And, well, Finland TV's in on the rape discussion, I guess, now, huh?
Well, yeah, they've got a new plan. Of course, they don't want anybody, you know, any woman with a gun over there. I mean, somebody could get hurt. So they've got this new plan that you're supposed to, if you're a woman, you're supposed to put your hand up first. You know, if they don't get the message, you put two hands up. And then if that doesn't work, you swing your purse at them. And that'll pretty much take down any bad guy. I mean, you know, because a purse, you know how, I mean, everybody's going to run from that.
They didn't even talk about using a rape me not, Kurt, and just shooting the thug and stopping them for good?
They did, but the WorldNet Daily piece did ask Alan Gottlieb, you know, the vice president, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. I mean, and he said, when I watched that video, this is this instructional video they've got there in Finland for women on how to not be raped. He said the woman could have held up a sign reading, "Please don't rape and kill me," and it would have been just as effective, or he said, should I say ineffective? Every rapist in Finland must be shaking in their boots. He went on to say, or I guess another one they invited to respond said, this is a lady, she says, yeah, that'll work. These women need guns. You just couldn't make this stuff up anymore. It would be funny if the situation regarding the rape refugees wasn't so serious. A picture of a gun instead of all this nonsense would have been less work and more effective. So, yeah, I think you're right on target, Sam. You know?
Well,
rape me not.
My idea is that you just get a gun. And, you know, if you shoot enough rapists, Kurt, like if, let's say that, I don't know, let's say that 100 women are going to get raped over the next week. I'm just kind of giving you some example.
Yeah.
And let's say the first four women where there's an attempted rape just flat out get shot, just killed.
Yeah.
By a rape me not, held by a wonderful woman that does not want to be violated and abused. The first four or five were just flat out killed. How many of those 95 future rapes would happen, do you think, Kurt?
I think they, that it would, what would you say, dampen their enthusiasm about this whole thing would be my...
Kurt's great, isn't he? Folks, think about this. Oh, my goodness. That you're exactly right, though, Kurt. It's not that I want people to die.
Yeah.
But if you said, do I want a couple of thugs to be sent to their maker to be judged by God? And do I want a few women's...
to be protected.
What am I going
to
call... What's the word I want to say? They're... God talks about this in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Their morality preserved.
Yeah.
That which is most sacred, not abused or taken from them. Okay. And then to prevent all the future abuse that would take place without that. Yeah, I would. Yep. It's not that I want people dead. But when you put it in perspective, I want this to clearly be a message that this will stop. And either it'll stop by you being dead or you'll decide not to commit such a heinous act. Okay.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
When the choice is clear. And yeah. So, I don't understand. Hit them with your purse. Yell no, and if that doesn't work. The sad part is the headline says this is laughable. I guess it's laughable, but it's hard to laugh when it's such a serious matter, Kurt.
Yes, good point.
Wow.
It is a sad situation, yeah.
You know? All right, what's next, Kurt?
Well, you know, Sam, it looks like, we're about out of this hour, but I do want to, you know, kind of promo the next hour. A good buddy of ours, has consented to be with you while I go work on one of my other jobs. The lady's name is Patty, and she's a great example of a good American doing all she can. She wishes she were more wealthy and she could buy up the media and do that stuff. But
I agree with her. I wish I could do that too.
Yeah. And about every opportunity she has, she promotes good stuff. And, I hope you'll really enjoy our good friend Patty coming up this next hour. And ladies and gentlemen, please consider us with a little bit of your hard-earned money as you try to figure out what to do in the booming economy. Send a nickel or two our way. We would sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you're going broke before you're broke, give us a nickel or two, because then, you know, at least then we can stay on the radio. We'll both be broke together. We'll just be able to be on the radio. That's all.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. If you want to turn any phone into a radio, anytime, anywhere, any phone, simply smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio, free, unique columnist content at your fingertips and more. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.